Welcome, welcome, welcome everyone to Sister Wives with Mary Jane Kay. Today, I'll be giving my commentary on Sister Wives, Season 4, Episode 9, Mary's Baby Decision. Cody presses Mary for an answer, wanting to know if she wants to pursue IVF and surrogacy. Mary and Kotex head to Mexico, where Cody appears to have forgot his Depends at home. It looks like Cody pissed his pants while climbing some ancient ruins. He claims it's just butt sweat, though I have never seen any butt sweat in my life, and certainly nothing like that. It was beyond disgusting. It legit looks like the man pissed himself. The photo of Cody's situation is in the thumbnail, and you can judge. Is it an accident? Did Cody forget his Depends? Or is this butt sweat? You be the judge. Also this episode, Mary, the wife in mergers and acquisitions for the family, gets a ping on her radar from Natalie, the lady who is Cody and Mary's tour guide in Mexico. Cody thinks Natalie is cute. I doubt Natalie wants any part in their clown rodeo. Cody really wants an answer from Mary. He pressures her. And later on in the show, when Mary decides she wants to try IVF, Cody, the one who suggested this whole idea and got Mary excited about it, convincing her, is the one who shuts Mary down. Cody is the one who kills Mary's dream of having another child. Cody has a habit of pretending to be passionate about something, then suddenly flipping the switch overnight. He did this with Mary and the IVF and surrogacy. He did this with Christine and Utah, pretending he was all for the move to Utah, then throwing Christine under the bus when she presented it to the group, painting her as irrational and overreacting, pretending he couldn't understand why she was acting so betrayed and feeling so emotional, making her seem crazy and unhinged, when in reality, in private, he was all for the move and making Christine think he was on board with her, only to throw her under the bus in front of the group when his other wives weren't receptive. Cody also did this with Janelle and the fitness center. He was all in. They were looking for real estate locations, bringing in investors, looking at equipment, and all of a sudden, probably because Robin insisted on her dream prevailing, Cody flipped the switch overnight, and he told Janelle all of a sudden that she had to sell the idea to him when he acted previously like he was fully on board, even looking at different rental properties to lease to start the fitness center, bringing in an investor and all kinds of stuff. So Cody is known to just flip the switch overnight. With Mary, he's doing this with the baby thing. Later, when Mary gets on board after the emotional roller coaster and finally getting the courage, saying, even if this doesn't work out, I want to try, knowing that this might cause her a lot of pain and suffering. She still wants to try. She gets enthusiastic about it. And Cody is the one who shuts her down, ultimately, when she decides she's ready to pursue IVF. So Cody is known to just flip the switch overnight and betray his wives when he led them to believe it was something that he was as enthusiastic about as they were, whether it's Christine in Utah, Janelle in the fitness center, or Mary and IVF and having a baby. This is Cody's mode of operating. With Mary's baby thing, Robin suggested being a surrogate, and Cody encouraged Mary. He went to appointments with her. He pressed her for an answer, seeming very eager and enthusiastic during their Mexico trip. And then when Mary was ready, when she made a fully informed decision that, yes, she wanted to try having a baby, Cody dashed Mary's dreams. He let her know he didn't want to pursue IVF, knowing how much it meant to Mary, knowing how much of an emotional roller coaster this was for Mary and how difficult this decision was for her, allowing herself to have hope again, only for Cody, the person who suggested this, to pump the brakes and reject it. Cody is cruel. He was incredibly enthusiastic about the IVF. He was enthusiastic this episode. He pressured her this episode. He was the one to originally suggest it on their first anniversary trip to Mexico. He was the one who pressed Mary, who went to doctor's appointments with her, probably for a storyline, ignoring Mary's feelings and her emotions and the roller coaster all of this put her on. And When Mary was finally ready to try, when she finally brought her mindset into having hope about this, Cody is the one who rejected her. Now imagine how that feels for Mary, knowing that the person who suggested this to you, the person who is helping make this a possible dream with you, is the one who suggested it, the one who's enthusiastic, is suddenly saying, no, we're not going to do this. Once the other party has made the decision that, yes, let's try. I just can't imagine the emotional roller coaster. What an emotional roller coaster for Mary. Did Cody really change his mind with the blowing of the breeze this way or that? Or did Cody manipulate Mary and use her predicament? Did he use her emotions as a storyline to propel himself forward, only to shut her down later when she decided she was ready to try to pursue having a baby? The episode opens at Mary's house. Mary is packing her things to prepare for her Mexico trip with Kotex, and Mary explains how Cody will usually take his wives out for their anniversary and for their birthday, and usually Cody and his wife will do a little 1 or 2 day trip. Cody mentions how last year he and Mary weren't able to go out for Mary's birthday or her anniversary, and Mary corrects Cody. It's not just her anniversary, it's their anniversary. It's she and Cody's anniversary. And Cody points out that he says her anniversary and not their anniversary to make the distinction between him and each wife, each separate relationship. Cody explains that he sprung this trip on Mary at her birthday party. Mary was surprised by him gifting her this trip. Cody was talking for a while about wanting to go to Mexico with her again, but Mary really wasn't expecting it. Cody comes over to Mary's as she is packing for the trip, and he is going through the closet. He's probably looking for his Depends that he forgot, thinking, maybe I'll take this and maybe I'll take that, not sure what he wants to bring. And Mary asks Cody if he has to suffer the hardship of having to go to all of the houses to root through all of the closet to find all of the stuff he wants to bring to Mexico. What a hard life this guy has. Poor Kotex. He has 4 closets to go through and 4 homes full of clothes and stuff of his to go through to find the right stuff. What a hardship. This is so hard, you guys. How does he do it? Oh my God. This poor guy. No one has suffered like he does with the 4 houses and 4 closets full of clothes. Poor man. Cody does have to go to all of the houses to find stuff, and he explains his closet is in every wife's house. And Mary says Cody does this every time they take a trip. He has to go around and gather stuff from every house. Cody complains that he has stuff everywhere and he is spread out all over the place. What a dilemma. How he suffers. Oh, maybe he should start a GoFundMe. How he suffers. Oh, it's so difficult having 4 closets full of clothes for me. Oh, how do I find my stuff to pack a bag? Oh, it's so hard. Cody, towards the end of the Mexico trip, wants to sit down with Mary at a romantic dinner, and he wants to push her on the issue of surrogacy that Robin has offered Mary. And for the millionth time, they flash back to the scene of Robin offering to Mary, play acting at being a hero, that she will be her surrogate. And as if we didn't know, Mary explains again how Robin offered to be her surrogate if she and Cody wanted to try having a baby. Cody explains this would require IVF, so he and Mary have gone to fertility clinics and they have discussed this with doctors. So the thing Mary has to decide on right now is if she wants to try having another baby. Once she decides that, then she can decide what route she will take. But her biggest question right now is if she wants to even try having another baby. Cody explains that Mary is having mixed emotions right now about it, so Cody doesn't know what Mary is going to do, but he is going to push her to make a decision at this point. He says they need to make a decision, and they need to make a decision now. Remember again how cruel this is for Mary. Her one dream in life was to have a house full of kids, and her body could not fulfill that, and it caused her a lot of suffering. Then out of the blue, Mary got pregnant when Leo was a child, and it ended in a miscarriage. So now, Robin offered to be Mary's surrogate, and Mary and Cody have gone to doctors and second opinions and fertility clinics to check out their options. And Mary fears doing all of this, and hoping is a fear she has only to be let down. And Cody wants to push her. And let's remember, he is the one who rejects her in the end when she decides she is ready. Cody went to a bunch of appointments. He told Mary in a previous episode that as a principal, he believes that it's the things you don't do that you regret more than the mistakes you make that cause you regret. Cody says in a previous episode, when it comes to this, the way he applies it is when they are 60 years old or when they are 90 years old or when they are dying, when they are 110, they will look back and they will be glad that they have done the IVF. And now Mary still isn't sure. She's considering her options. She's considering, does she want another baby? She needs time. And Cody is taking Mary to Mexico to push her. And as we recall, when Mary and Cody first went to Mexico on the show for the 20th wedding anniversary, Cody is the one who suggested that maybe he and Mary should try the IVF. Mary said no, and Cody persuaded Mary to consider it. And then Robin offered surrogacy, and it has been a storyline for the show. Knowing it puts Mary on an emotional roller coaster, knowing how much she struggles with this and how much her infertility has led her to suffer. And Cody is going to pressure her now in Mexico. Mary will need more time. And later on, when Mary decides, yes, let's do this, I'm on board. I'm willing to have hope. I'm willing to take the risk that it might end in suffering. Cody is the one who shuts Mary down, telling her no. Imagine how that feels for Mary. And I wonder how much Cody introduced the IVF to emotionally manipulate Mary as part of a storyline, only to later be the one to pump the brakes, knowing how much this affects Mary when Mary found the courage to want to try and he ends up being the one telling her, no, we're not going to have another baby together. It's incredibly cruel.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Cody and Mary get to Mexico. Cody rented a red convertible. He seems obsessed with convertibles. All I see is midlife crisis when a man drives a convertible, really. It just looks like, I don't know what my identity is, but I know I want to be flashy, so I'm going to drive a convertible. It's not really a good look. Mary explains that she loves going on trips with Cody. She loves being together with him. And she loves it when they focus on each other and explore things. Cody sometimes struggles to go somewhere with a wife because he knows the other wives will have this expectation and then it's just pressure. Well, Cody certainly didn't appear to feel any pressure or hesitation when he whisked Robin away to paradise for an almost 2 week sexcation of a honeymoon. And his wives were left plummeting, feeling devastated, knowing they only got 3 or 4 day road trips out in the sticks for their honeymoons. They struggled during that time. They were sad. They were angry. They were frustrated. And Cody didn't care how they felt. He even wanted to avoid calling his wives initially. And Robin made Cody call them. In the end, the wives left behind had to do mental gymnastics to convince themselves it was okay. And Cody was this great husband who was so wonderful that he customizes everything to each wife. He tailors everything to that wife's needs. That's how it got explained away after all the suffering. Cody didn't feel any sense of pressure or expectation to give the other wives the sexcation honeymoon type of vacation that Robin got. at any point. Mary explains that she felt pressure when Cody gave her this vacation as a gift on her birthday because it's hard to get excited about it because she knows the other wives may feel jealous. Robin says she wasn't jealous of Mary getting this trip to Mexico. It was overdue. And Janelle explains when you miss two or three times of going away, she thinks it's appropriate that Cody did something bigger for Mary in this instance. And Christine thinks Mary needs to go. It's a good thing that she got that trip. It was a good thing. And Christine thought good for Mary. And her second thought was, this is where I want to go next with Cody. Cody wants to point out how great he is. So he mentions how he knows other polygamists who don't do anything because it raises an expectation for everybody and it's too much pressure. So Cody wants us all to know how superior he is to other polygamous men who do nothing like this to avoid the whole expectation and drama. Cody takes his wives on trips. He's not like those other loser polygamous men. Cody and Mary have been to Mexico before, but usually they go to all-inclusive resorts, and this time they decided to get a private condo. The condo is right on the beach. You can see and hear the ocean, and Cody is excited that he can spit that far. Mary thinks it's beautiful. Cody is stoked about the ocean. Mary is quote-unquote tired, so Cody and Mary head to bed for their big day tomorrow. Mary explains that they have a private deck in the back of their condo and it's a spectacular view. And Cody corrects Mary, it's not a condo, it's a villa. It's basically a timeshare. Mary really wants to play in the water, but Cody and Mary have places to be. They have plans to see the pyramid and climb it, and then they're checking out the caves. So Cody and Mary get to the pyramid. It's huge. It rises far above the canopy. Cody and Mary climb the pyramid. As back home, Janelle and Christine meet up to take their real estate exam. Janelle feels sick. She doesn't feel prepared. And Christine reassures her that she knows her stuff. Janelle has been studying for a while, but this is her first go on the test. Christine has done practice tests before, but she has never taken the licensing exam before, so they're both nervous. Robin is excited for Christine and Janelle. She says they've been studying like crazy, and they've been asking her to help them with stuff because they are so zoned into studying. Robin thinks Christine and Janelle are very nervous about how they're going to do. Janelle says getting her real estate license is important. They need the extra sources of income from every place they can get it. Christine says, with so many people in their family, it takes a lot of different ways to make money, and real estate is a good option. And after the test, Christine and Janelle are heading to lunch with Robin, and there they will call Cody and Mary in Mexico to let Cody know the test results. Cody and Mary are still climbing the pyramid, and Cody suddenly announces, "I just wet my pants! I just wet my pants, Mary!" It's in the thumbnail for you guys to decide and be the judge. Is that butt sweat? Is that a little accident? Did Kotex have a little accident while climbing the pyramid? Who knows? Mary is laughing hysterically as Cody stops to stick out his nasty, soaking wet behind, asking her, "Does it really look that bad?" It looks to me like a grown-ass man forgot his Depends at home and just pissed himself. It really does look bad. The camera does Cody dirty too. The cameraman does a close-up of Cody and his nasty ass. And Cody says he is pretty sweaty, but it doesn't look like sweat to me. It looks to me like Cody pissed himself. Mary is laughing hysterically. I've never seen her laugh like this before. Cody says, "Come on, it's just," and Mary keeps laughing. She can't stop, and I love it. While Mary is laughing at her now ex-husband's alleged butt sweat or more likely piss-soaked ass, I remember all of Cody's cruelty towards Mary. Like, for example, when he and Mary were in the car together and he told Mary, "Don't wait for me, I'm not coming," when he told the reporter that he and Mary weren't intimate any longer for no reason at all, just to rub salt in the wound because he was in the car with Mary and he wanted to be cruel to her and rub it in. Cody explains that they are in the Yucatan Peninsula and Mary is making fun of Cody sweating. Mary tells Cody it's funny, and I agree, it is funny. I laughed my ass off, and I'm really not even sure that that's sweat, honestly. Cody explains that the view at the top of the pyramid over the canopy was vistas. It was flat for miles and miles, no mountains, it's just green to the clouds. It's actually very beautiful. And the plan is to meet with tour guides after they climb down the pyramid. Cody and Mary met Saul and Natalie, the tour guides, in the parking lot, and Cody mentions that he had been to another ruin in the past with his other wife, Christine. Cody tells the tour guides that it was interesting when he went with Christine, and he explains to Saul and Natalie that he took his other wife, Christine, to Chichen Itza. Saul is looking at Cody like he's mental, and Natalie looks shocked. She asks, your other wife? Cody doesn't even need to tell these people he is a polygamist, but of course, he loves shock value and attention and drama. He wants to do it for attention and shock value to get a reaction. So any chance Cody gets, he makes it known that he's a polygamist when there is no need. Like on Valentine's Day, for example, when he told the flower shop lady that these Valentine's Day flowers were for his four wives. Cody seems shocked that Saul and Natalie don't recognize who he is. He asks, oh, you guys didn't know? Otex expects everyone in the world to know who he is. In his mind, delusionally, I think he thinks he is like Princess Diana level famous. Everyone is laughing. Mary is laughing when Cody mentions it. I think she knows Cody's routine, that he likes attention and shock value. And Saul and Natalie tell cameras they were really surprised. Natalie says the first time Cody mentioned it, she thought that Cody meant his ex-wife or an ex-wife. Cody points at Saul and Mary says that Saul is like, you the man. And Natalie's response was, you do? In shock to Cody having four wives. Yes, Cody's the man. I'm sure Saul is jealous of Cody and his hairline and his soggy bottom, his soggy pants. Have you guys seen the Great British Bake Off? No soggy bottoms allowed, people. None. If anything, Saul was thinking, who is this clown with his hairline, with his soggy pants? I'm sure every man dreams of butt sweat and barely their hair. That's what they want. I'm sure Saul was so jealous of Cody. Mary explains that the tour guides were very surprised. Natalie was very shocked. She was very surprised. I think they think everyone is way more surprised and shocked at their lifestyle than people actually are. Nobody really gives a fuck how anyone lives, what anyone's preferences are, what their family structure is. Most people don't really give a fuck. Most people are live and let live. Cody and Mary and the tour guides head to a Mayan village to check out the caves. They walk through the jungle to get to this beautiful underground cave with a lake. It's absolutely gorgeous. It's beautiful, crystal clear, fresh water. And the only way to access the water below in the cave was to rappel. You lower yourself with a rappelling line. And Mary says it was an adventure and she worried about getting back out of the cave and climbing back up. And Saul jokes that there are no survivors. Saul and Natalie are so adorable, both of them. Mary takes her time lowering herself into the cave. She wants to savor the experience. And Cody asks, are you going to do this, Mary, or are you going to take forever? Mary is taking her time and she explains that Cody wanted to go down really fast, but she kept stopping herself in midair. She wasn't scared. She really just wanted to enjoy the moment. She wanted to enjoy it for longer. She wanted to experience it. She wanted to soak it in. And Cody's response is, are you going to take forever? Somebody had a snorkel mask, so he and Mary are using it to look around underwater, to look at the fish and the underwater life. It's beautiful there. And Cody says there is a lot he loves about Mary. He didn't know he loved her because of her adventure level. And he is realizing that now, and it's really fun to realize. Now, to get out of the cave, Cody and Mary have to climb the side of this rickety, hanging wooden ladder. It's very physically demanding because you're climbing the side of it. You're not climbing actual rungs like you would a typical ladder. Cody warns Mary that it's not easy, and he explains that the ladder you climb up to get out of the cave isn't like a regular ladder. You climb up the side of the ladder. And Mary says she saw Cody going up the ladder and she thought it's probably much harder than it looks. Cody gets all the way up the ladder and he tells Mary it's very exhausting. But Mary is a rock star. She wants to do the ladder anyways, and she wanted to accomplish it and to say that she did it. And she does do it. Cody says Mary didn't want to take the easy way out, and Mary agrees. Mary knew once she progressed up the ladder, there was no backing out, and she would have to just finish it because there was no alternative way to pull her up. Cody lets Mary know that she is almost halfway, and it was hard for Mary. It was challenging, but Mary told herself she did not want to be a quitter, and Mary makes it up all the way, and she did it, and it was amazing. And Mary is capable of a lot of things. Look at how she was able to handle getting the in when no one would help her and people were making it seem, especially Cody, as if it was impossible and he wasn't willing to help her. And Mary was able to accomplish it. So Cody tells Mary that it was awesome and she did a good job. And I was really glad that Cody was actually praising Mary and proud of her. And Mary says it was empowering to get up there and look down and see the length of that ladder and that she was able to do it. She was able to accomplish this. Mary said she would feel if she walked away from achieving it that she would have kicked herself the whole time because she didn't push herself to do it. We learn that this is the first time that Natalie and Saul, the tour guides, have ever met polygamists. It was a great experience. It was interesting. Back in Vegas, Janelle and Christine are done with their test, and they meet Robin for lunch to tell Mary and Cody in Mexico on a call how they did on the test. They call on speakerphone, and it's a clusterfuck. Cody wants the news, but he can't hear them very well. Janelle tells Cody she passed. Cody didn't hear her. Janelle repeats that she passed. Cody can't hear, and he asks, "Christine, you passed?" And Christine actually failed her test. But Cody can't hear, and he keeps saying, "Christine passed." Then Christine had to tell Cody that she failed a million times, and Cody couldn't hear at all. So Robin has to explain, when Christine was trying to tell Kotex and Mary, they were saying, "Yay, Christine, yay, Christine," when Christine actually failed. And Christine was saying, "No, I failed, I failed, I failed," on repeat. And Christine says it wasn't fun yelling it over and over and over that she failed. Cody is still confused at the end of the call. And he asks, "So you both passed?" And Robin takes the phone and she explains to Cody that Janelle passed, Christine failed. And finally, by the grace of the universe, Cody gets it. He gets it right and he says, "Congratulations, Janelle. Bummer, Christine." Christine is happy to be done studying, but she knows she isn't done. And Janelle is very encouraging of Christine. She tells Christine that it's just one more last push. Back in Mexico, Cody and Mary are headed to a natural water park. It's all natural. They went years ago, and this time they're going to go back there again, and they're going to play with the dolphins. They're going to get to swim with the dolphins. As Cody and Mary are walking through the parking lot, she asks Cody, "What were you saying about?" And Cody stops Mary. He says, "No, it's what you said about Natalie." And Mary asks Cody, "What did I say about her?" And Cody says that Mary said Natalie was cute. It's honestly very strange. It's as if Mary has a crush on Natalie and Cody also has a crush on Natalie. It's bizarre. In confessional, Janelle, Christine, and Robin are commenting about it. And Christine asks, "Oh my laws, again?" And Janelle shakes her head and asks, "Really?" And Christine says about Mary, "She has got to be reined in. That woman is insane." Alluding to Mary, of course, because Mary is in mergers and acquisitions for the family. And she's the one who was really smitten with Robin, who brought her in as well. Christine tells Robin that she's glad Mary got Robin into the family and everything. But she says Mary needs to be done bringing in these women. Mary says, Natalie is cute, and Cody admits Natalie is cute. And he asks, so what does that mean? Cody says it was like a flashback to what Mary said about Robin. And he says, this is not an option, and Mary needs to stop being open this way. Mary asks Cody if he is thinking that Mary is having a popcorn thought that Natalie should be his wife. And Cody tells Mary that he isn't marrying again and it's just weird. And Mary says, he never said that about Natalie. Natalie is just sweet. Janelle thinks that Mary just sees somebody that she really wants to get to know and her mind automatically jumps to sister wife. I think Mary gets crushes on a lot of people and she automatically takes that and she thinks in her mind, oh, this could maybe be my friend. This could maybe be my sister wife. I think it's very weird. He explains that there was no seriousness to that conversation at all about Natalie. And there was no seriousness about the conversation with Cody about Natalie at all. They were just messing around. It almost seems like Mary really has a crush on Natalie with the way she was acting. Cody says everybody was smitten by Natalie, including Mary. And Mary says smitten in fake shock. And Cody explains that Natalie was cute. And Mary says she wasn't smitten. I think Mary protests way too much. And I think she totally has a crush on Natalie. I think Mary has a thing for Natalie. I think Cody has a thing for Natalie. And Cody explains that this is not an open marriage. He isn't open to anybody else being in the family. They were just joking about it. Next, Cody and Mary swim with the dolphins. Mary was excited to do this. And Cody says it was way more fun than anything they ever watched on TV. To actually swim with dolphins is incredible, he says. Cody says dolphins are magnificent animals, and Mary had a blast. After swimming with dolphins, Cody and Mary had a special romantic dinner planned. Cody had Mary in a romantic spot for dinner with an ocean view. It's awesome, and Cody was very specifically wanting answers on the question of he and Mary having more kids. Cody asks Mary if she remembers the last time they came to Mexico. Cody says he set Mary up and he asked, what about another baby? What about doing IVF? And now Cody and Mary have checked it out. They've gone to fertility clinics and appointments and second opinions. And Robin made her offer to be Cody and Mary's surrogate to carry their baby. So now it's 2 years later. It's 2 years since the 20th anniversary Mexico trip where Cody suggested the IVF in the first place. They have seen some doctors and they are talking about IVF, so Cody wants to know Mary's thoughts. And Mary says it freaks her out to go through all of that again. She doesn't know if she wants to pursue this at this point in her life. She feels like she is too young to be an empty nester, but too old to start a family. And Cody tells Mary it's okay, whatever she wants to do. But he asks her, you don't feel like it is, like you want to do this, right? And Mary tells Cody, this is stupid. Cody asks how it's stupid. And Mary is in tears at this point. And she says, it's stupid that she doesn't know what she wants yet. And Cody asks Mary if she understands that her not having any more children doesn't change her value to him. Mary nods her head yes in tears. And Cody asks, do you understand that? You need to know that in your heart, he tells Mary. Mary tells Cody she wishes it would just happen naturally, magically on its own, and she wouldn't have to make a decision. And Mary asks Cody, you're wanting an answer now? Mary doesn't have an answer right now. Doesn't have an answer for Cody, and she tells Cody she's sorry that she doesn't have an answer yet. Robin says she thinks Mary wants to try IVF for herself, and Christine thinks that too. And Robin says if they go through the whole trouble of having a baby, Mary probably wants to try for herself, and Robin thinks that is where Mary is at, and she isn't sure. Christine will back Mary no matter what she wants to do. She completely backs her. And Janelle says Mary has always wanted a baby. She's always wanted another baby, and she thinks Mary would regret passing this opportunity up. Robin thinks Mary will wonder about this. It's a tough decision. And let's remember, it's a tough decision that Mary ends up making after going to appointment after appointment and getting informed and getting all kinds of tests and stuff. Mary decides she wants to go through with this. And Cody is the one to tell her, no, I don't want to have a baby with you. So just think of that emotional roller coaster and that betrayal and that heartbreak. He's the one who reintroduced the topic of IVF and having a baby, probably just for a storyline, knowing that it would exacerbate emotional responses from Mary, knowing how difficult this was for her, probably knowing in the back of his mind he was always going to pump the brakes in the end anyways. I just find it to be very cruel. Robin says that she was just trying to give Mary the option. Cody asks Mary if they are putting this on the back burner again, and Mary explains that this is never on the back burner for her. Cody suggests that they at least find out at the doctor's if Mary's eggs are viable and make that first step. And Mary wants to think about that. Cody tells Mary as long as they aren't just sitting here waiting forever for a decision. Now, what's cruel is, again, Mary does decide to pursue having a baby. And Cody is the one who tells her no after all of this. He doesn't want to. After all of this emotional roller coaster, after all of this consideration and suffering and going back and forth to appointments. And I can't imagine what that slap in the face felt like for Mary, getting herself to open up to the possibility of trying, of having hope, of thinking Cody was on board, only to find out he isn't willing to try at all after all. That does it for this episode. To my YouTube viewers, don't forget to like, subscribe, and let me know your thoughts in the comment section if you like. To my podcast listeners, don't forget to follow this podcast wherever you listen and give it all the stars. I'll be back next week with the next episode of our Sister Wives Rewatch, Sister Wives Season 4, Episode 10, Brown Family Confessions, where the Brown adults and some of the teenagers answer viewer questions. Thanks for listening. I'll see you soon. Bye.